What is that? It's knowledge. Are you giving it to your client? Yes. Is it making them smarter and better, making them make better decisions? Hell yeah. Is that worth something? Of course it is.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Eisenhower. Welcome to the show today. I've got a real special guest with you. It's a guest that I have known longer than most of my other guests for sure. For more than 30 years, all the way back to going to college together at the University of Southern California. We're both USC Trojans. I want to welcome everybody, Dan Floriani.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Dan, I'm really excited to have him. We've known each other for a very long time, and watching his career develop over the years is something amazing. I'll start and brag on him because I know he won't do it. Dan is currently a professor at USC, even. And if you're going to get your adjunct. Master's, what's that?
Adjunct professor.
Adjunct, right. We don't want to retire you from the career that we're going to talk about today.
Right.
Because he's still practicing in the commercial real estate realm. Yeah. But he is also an adjunct professor at SC. And if you're going to get your master's in real estate, you'd be crazy not to take his course. He's been a professor there for 7 years now, and which is just awesome to me. But even more awesome is his 25-year career in commercial real estate in Orange County. He started his own company about 12 years ago, and that company now has grown to do over $2 billion in total sales volume, which is just an astronomical number. And I think a big testament to that is his business model. What I want him to talk to you about today is kind of the focus of that company and how it really does apply to residential real estate as well too. So if you're looking to learn more about commercial real estate, you're going to do that. And if you're looking to apply some techniques to even your residential real estate business, we're going to show you how to do that as well too, because I sure think a lot more residential agents should be doing this. Dan, I'm gonna give it up to you. They don't want to hear me talk anymore.
Dude, I don't know. I think you overhype me too much. We should just end the podcast right now.
Yeah, we could do a smoke machine.
I want a bigger reveal.
Are you ready to rock?
I was like, I want to talk to that guy too. This guy sounds amazing. Oh, wait, that's me.
Eisenhower Coaching's Custom Training Suite is your company's own custom branded training website loaded with Eisenhower Coaching's powerful training courses for real estate agents, teams, and brokerages. With video lessons, audio lessons, downloadable course workbooks, scripts, tools, and systems, with quizzes and action steps for accountability and implementation, managers can also monitor agent performance with detailed reporting. Agents can earn certificates and degree designations abbreviated after their name in signature lines, online profiles, and marketing. Easily create your own customized courses for local topics like file compliance, MLS systems, contracts and disclosures, CRM training, and new agent orientation. Use ICC's course training materials in your own office training rooms with our downloadable and printable student workbooks, instructor's manuals, instructional training videos for each class lesson. The Custom Training Suite is your own custom branded training system that is changing the game for real estate, teams, and companies everywhere.
You know, I have huge respect for what you've done too. And hopefully some people who listen to this can benefit from it. You know, one of the benefits, I'm clearly not a professor, you know, so I had to throw that in there, adjunct professor, because I don't have a master's in real estate from USC. I graduated undergrad there. And so I kind of learned it, let's call it like on the ropes, right? On the high line, and figured it out on my own. And now it's weird and I love it. Actually, it's inspiring to go back and teach those classes. But one of the things I say in every class I enter into is the fact that you do not need to do what I do in order to understand some of the things that I've learned, right? So I focus on industrial real estate, which is large scale, you know, commercial development projects, and we're putting pieces together. But it's actually more of our mindset. And so, you know, a lot of people in my classes are interested in, finance or being an attorney or, you know, wanting to just be on the investment side or office or retail or residential, right? And I think some of the things we've learned and we try and apply can be directed to all those mediums, right? It's not specific to industrial. So hopefully some of this can resonate for some of your listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah. Being an expert in the field is something you've done too. And what I like specifically about your model is the way that you generate clients and at the same time generate partners and add value to them. That is what I think is so unique. Your clients are kind of clients for life, the way that you set it up. And it makes perfectly good sense. Can you kind of talk about how that's structured, how that works, how you do that?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we can get into it. You have to have a little background to understand this, right? So I grew up in an environment in commercial real estate that was really predicated on the small private company linking up with the institutional partner to build product. And without getting too technical, but most of those models on how that partnership works, the end result is that you essentially build a project and then you value the project at the end of the day, and they run it through an IRR model, which is an internal rate of return. For anyone who's not following that, it's a very simple model. When you look back on it, it basically says, how much did you invest and how much did you make over a period of time? Well, the higher the IRR is, the more that the private developer would make in that transaction. I always had a problem with it. And it's not because I like making money, right? Everyone wants to make money. The problem I always had with it is the investor, in our cases, is often an institutional partner who's investing money for a teacher's pension fund, right? So a group of teachers across all of the state of Ohio, and they're investing in this because they think it's a safe deal. But the financial model is telling the private developer on the ground to do two things: build the building as inexpensively as possible and get out as fast as possible, because those are the two factors that really control the IRR. And I always thought that was wrong, because at the end of the day, the institutional partner is trying to build something safe for the long haul that's going to stand the test of time, that is not incentivizing me to get out as fast as possible or build it as cheap as possible. We should be doing the opposite. And when that clicked with me, it kind of shifted my entire career, because I just realized there's a narrative and a story that I was passionate about, that we can not only change this and make it better for my institutional partners, but probably make it better for us too. And that's exactly what we set out to do. We did that 12 years ago, and it's amazing. Even the institutional partners we talk to now say, like, how come no one ever talked to us about this?
How does it make it better? I can see how it makes it better for them, right? That's pretty clear, because, you know, they want to invest in this thing, and presumably they at least want to have the option of holding this asset for as long as they want to.
That's right.
And having it stand the test of time because it's a quality development or project. Mm-hmm. How does it make it better for you? It make it better for you, the broker?
Yeah, sure. For me, it makes it better because ultimately, you know, I'm out there finding a piece of property and I'm designing a building. And when I'm bringing in the right institutional partner under this kind of new model, which is creating an alignment of interests, right? Which, if you look at anything in my company, it's what is your alignment of interests with who you're doing business with? And in the old model, there is no alignment of interests. In the new model that we work on, it incentivizes me, or I should say, it allows me to build and design the best building in the world and wait and attract the best client we can have as our tenant. And so we own a lot of those properties with our institutional partners over the long haul. And so having a portfolio of cash flowing assets for me is gold, right? So that makes us really powerful on the business front. It allows us to pick and choose what properties we deals. So for me, from a business model standpoint, It's allowed us to not only grow and grow exponentially, but it's allowed us to be incredibly stable.
Yeah, I can imagine. If I'm an institutional investor linking up with you, I know you've got skin in the game too, right? So I know that I'm going to get, quality representation, a quality product. So I would assume it's a lead generating tool for you too. You're going to generate clients, you're going to generate business because you're willing to partner with them on all of these. So
Absolutely. Yeah. They know. I mean, it's again, as soon as you both have the same goal in mind and one person's not financially incentivized to go a different direction, then they know you're working extremely hard on their behalf, right? Now it benefits you too, which is the holy grail of doing business in any sort. I can give you the shortest version I give people in a residential context that I think almost everyone in the world can understand is the mortgage crisis.
Right.
The simplest version of the mortgage crisis is at that time, hey, go out there and make, if you incentivized any 20-year-old in the world and you said, every single loan you make, no matter how good it is or bad it is, we're going to pay you $1,000. So just go as do as many loans as you can. Each time we're going to give you $1,000. I don't care if you make a loan to a cat, $1,000. Here you go.
Yeah.
If you took that created the financial crisis, in the mortgage crisis world in a nutshell, because you're incentivizing people to make bad loans. Now, if you took those exact same people, that exact same 20-year-old, and you said, I'm going to pay you $10 for every month that that loan gets paid current and stays alive, you're changing that same person to do the exact same thing, but doing it in a manner that's thoughtful, that aligns your interests.
Right.
And you, if he's smart, he'll go around and build a book of business that has 1,000 of those paying him $10 a month. It's better for the person who's creating the loan. It's better for the person who's receiving the loan, and he's making more money, right? So it's
Right.
not groundbreaking. It's like just kind of the financial engineering. So whoever's listening to this on your end, you can apply that logic to pretty much all your clients. Right. So
Right.
whether it's you're trying to help somebody source a piece of property to build their own home, or whether they're trying to do it as an investment and they want to lease it up, or whether they're trying to flip it out of it, they're trying to sell out of it. Well, the more advice and the more you align your interests with that person, the better that your advice is going to be, their execution is going to be, and you can likely participate in it in a bigger way than just passively connecting two dots.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, because you're also, I mean, you're aligning yourself with a very, you typically a very high quality person too. This is a person that has a lot of cash readily available, and success leaves clues. I mean, this is someone who is successful in all likelihood, or their parents were at least, right? I mean, they've got a success, they've got a significant amount of capital to invest oftentimes, or resources to contribute. And so when that happens, and it gives you time to rapport build with them, I mean, now you they get to take you for a test drive. So the likelihood that they're going to do another investment with you to do additional projects with you in the future, just compounds itself because of their exposure to you through this one. You've got a working track record with them by doing that. So your clientele is just going to continue to compound. They're going to refer friends because they've got that close working relationship with you.
Yeah, Brian, just to like, to add on to that, this
Yeah.
is why you can apply this to anything, right? So the way our business is now, I don't link necessarily individuals to invest or just high net worth individuals anymore, because we're doing deals with JP Morgan and UBS and big institutional clients. But at the end of all those decisions, there's still humans making a decision with me, right?
Right.
So if I have somebody who's in control of the investment decisions for the core fund for a huge institutional partner, his relationship and trust building is with me. And so I am still providing a service for him because I'm making the investment decisions for him on behalf of all these people better, smarter,
Right.
safer. Therefore, does he want to go find a new partner, or does he want to continue to allocate funds to us? You can apply that whether somebody has $1,000 and they want to keep investing $1,000 with you. If you keep doing a good job, they're going to keep giving it back to you. If you apply it to $100 million, the same principle, because at the end of the day,
Right.
real estate, no matter what side you're in, has a human component to it. And the human component means there has to be a trust and like reputation factor in order for them to make a decision. And if you can build on both, you don't have to kill it every single time. But if you build both slowly, they don't want to reinvent the wheel with somebody else. So is that better for your business? Yeah. Is it better for them? Yeah.
Better for their
And it's
clients,
even
the
better
people they
because
represent.
if something goes wrong, it's still better, right? Because you know both sides are trying to have an alignment of interest to solve something, and you know that things go wrong in the world, right? With everyone, but you're trying to solve it together. If you don't have trust, those things become much more difficult, and you're spending a lot of time with people you don't know.
I think that's kind of the key to the whole business model. And I know because you are the relationships are so much tighter. So often in residential real estate, we get a client, we close the transaction. Heck, I bet it's less than 5% of agents even follow up with that past client to stay in relationship. In this, it's really hard for you not to because you're managing an asset with them. You're co-owning,
For
you
sure.
know, this project. It's
Yeah,
like you
but
can't help but do it.
yeah, you're right. And so, but we still apply it. So we have a touch point with our investors, right? So we're continuing monthly. We give them updates, and we're managing it. So we have a inherently built-in connection. But with our tenants, you know, we've started a thing rather than give them, I don't know about you and your office, but on come Christmas time, this December is a terrible time to be in our office or a great time, depending who you are, because it's just inundated with chocolates and candies and baskets. And it's super nice. I'm appreciative for everything somebody dropped off at our office. It's really nice. Does it get lost in the shuffle a little bit after the 60th gift? Yeah, it does. So what I started doing within our company as far as managing properties, and you're like, okay, let's look at it differently. How about we celebrate the anniversary that they signed a lease with us and they've occupied 1 year,
There
right?
you
And
go.
you're all of a sudden you're giving it them a gift out of nowhere on May 12th, as opposed to December 15th. Is it a big deal? No. Does it have a little more impact? Yes. So I'm constantly trying to think of things like that with my team, and I don't come up with all these ideas. I'm just like, you're like, all right, what can you do? And if I was in residential real estate, I'd probably look at it in that context. And I would actually go out without question and celebrate somebody's 1 year anniversary from purchasing a property. It's such a great way to get reconnected with them, and it's worthy of celebrating. That's a really cool thing you help somebody do. And so it's just kind of a slight shift. You guys probably already do it, but if you don't, you can apply that to a million different things you do in your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do know, going back here a little bit, I do know what a lot of the people that are listening and watching to this are saying. They're saying, okay, that's great, but you know, how can I add value? I mean, you know, you're Dan Floriani, you're this person. How can I add value to these different people? And what I think, and I don't know if you've done this or not, Dan. I know that you're at a stage now where you're probably investing in these projects with you and you know, to some degree and putting a certain percentage of your own capital into these.
Yeah, of course.
But I bet you haven't always done that, and you certainly don't need to, because there is a thing called sweat equity that you can still add value without putting capital in. And that is a very, very common thing in the investment world. Do you want to speak to that at all
Oh, yeah.
about
I
how?
mean, you have to remember, we started the company 12 years ago. And so now everyone looks at it, and even when I'm at the master's real estate classes, they're like, how did you do it? How did you get there? And you're like, I don't know. You have to remember, we were a logo and a dream, like not that long ago. In the context of our lives, of how long we've known each other, Brian, you're like, it was like a minute ago. I just had an idea with my business partner, and we were a dream. We had no track record, nothing. All right. So that's a really difficult place to start, but we were able to accomplish it. Why? Because we are knowledgeable on the area we care about. We have opinions. We're passionate about it. We work hard, and we provide value because, the term I use, I'm like, we're an inch wide but a mile deep, right? So you know more about residential real estate than I'll ever know in my life, Brian. But if you were doing something in the industrial world, I would be a huge resource for you. From point A to point B with very little effort on your half. That's my value. That's what I'm bringing to the table. So, for my context, I need to know the difference between two different cities. And in a residential context, like you don't want to be on that numbered street. That one has tons of traffic and people whip through there. But this, these flower streets right over here are incredible value and have higher resale. And what is that? It's knowledge. Are you giving it to your client? Yes. Is it making them smarter and better and making them make better decisions? Hell yeah. Is that worth something? Of course it is. Do you want to get paid a commission? Sure. Can you turn that into different versions of investment and kind of sweat equity? Yeah. Especially if you could find somebody who wants to build those and lease it or buy an apartment building in a certain market and they want to lease it. Maybe you can help them figure out a better way to do it and throw your energy into helping them make better decisions or make their life easier.
Yeah, I think this is where I think a lot of people sell themselves short, is they do have big value here. I mean, if you talk about the normal person who's not in real estate and they want to invest in real estate because everybody says you should, right? The biggest fear is that they're going to lose everything, right? That's
Yeah.
their biggest fear. Like that's the worst case scenario, is I'm going to lose everything. And if you take that fear away by just saying, no, I'm going to do it with you. And if you're a perceived expert, which I hope you think you are, because you're in the field, and you go into the project with someone who has no knowledge, that fear is suddenly removed. Like, clearly this investment is not a bad investment if the expert is saying, I'm going to do it with you. Because if I get hurt, they get hurt. And they lose something. And I think that alone, without even any knowledge or activity on your part, the part that you're willing to go into that with them shows them that they're making a good decision there and that you're going to continue to be there for them. You're not going to disappear on them. If there's problems, questions, decisions, when to sell, what to do, when to increase rents, whatever it may be, you're there for them. That alleviates all the worries about it that they typically have. And that alone at a very minimum level. Other ways that I know you add value, that they could add value, I'm just going to throw out there really quick, especially as it translates to residential. I mean, it's amazing how many people want to invest in real estate but can't. And the agents that can find them financing, the agents that can find them capital, hard money lenders, private equity, even institutional lenders, certain commercial lenders versus residential lenders, all of those different things, other partnerships, other groups. It's huge. Finding them developers, finding them contractors, all of these people, flippers, investors, holders, all those people do not have those resources. That seems daunting to them. Contractors, builders, all of the above, property managers. You're that connector in real estate. If you have all those connections, you have tremendous value to the investor. Tremendous value. And I know that all your partners rely on you for those things, in the commercial real estate world.
Yeah, for sure. Because it really doesn't matter. I mean, this is what I talk about with my team. One thing you can't do, don't fake your way through it, right? So there's one thing to know, oh, the market's hot, or this or that, all right? I can pull comps on the last five projects that sold or leased within my realm. You guys can do it in residential. Everyone has access to that information nowadays. That's not super tight. And it's just kind of reading reports. Knowledge is actually way beyond that. So in our context, and your guys' context, and we're like, who built this and when? Do we know that general contractor? Do they have a history of being good contractor or not? Do they have a history of lawsuits because there were flaws in it? Or is this like, well, that's one of the top five guys in our market. They built this house. I know it's done right. Having an opinion about the landscaping, having an opinion about what kind of roof is on there and has it lasted long, or does it have a problem? Insurance companies hate that style of roof in this particular area because of fire exposure. That's knowledge that they can't acquire very easily. That takes understanding and know-how. But all those morsels of information provide a service to your client, ultimately make you more knowledgeable and ultimately help them make a better decision. So if you can do that once with them, you're creating value in any way you want. But I can guarantee you your odds of doing business with that person again are massively increased, right? Because not everyone gives you that information. And a lot of people don't even know it, right? So that's just kind of the reality.
Totally. Let me fast forward to the last point I really want to make here, because I think it's the coolest thing about your model, and it's probably the biggest benefit of all of this, right? And I'm going to start it this way. Right now, you were very quick to say, hey, I'm an adjunct professor. But I don't think, my guess is, this is just me prognosticating, because I know you, that you're not going to be an adjunct professor forever. I bet you at some point you become a full-fledged professor at USC. And the only way you can do that, or any human can do that in our world, would be to have a business that runs itself, and you have created and generated enough passive income that you can sustain your future desired lifestyle, and you're going to live to your 150 forever, you know, and then you can do what you love, which is teach full time. Your model sets that up because you are partnering in so many different ventures with people that generate income over time that requires little of your activity to generate more. At some point, we're just going to have income that rolls our way at such a level where you actively generating new clients and business and stuff is going to be less important to you. And I think this is very important for when people listen to you talk about this, to realize this is extremely achievable in residential real estate as well. So thoughts on that? Am I right? Is this your plan? Is this what you may do?
I don't know. I can never see the future that clearly. But I will tell you, teaching those classes is definitely one of the coolest aspects of my life, right? I get as much out of it as I think I give back to the students, maybe because I'm not academic in the context of just, I'm not following a guideline. We're having a conversation much like we're having here, maybe a little deeper in the content, but I love that part. And absolutely, I think the holy grail of any person you ever talk to, I don't care what business you're in, if you can have a reoccurring cash flow that doesn't require massive effort, right? You're not reinventing the wheel every single time. You're 10 times more powerful for a million different reasons, because you can allocate your time and energy wherever you want. You can allocate that time actually to growing your business even bigger if you want and still have that there. You can retire, you can do work at charities, you can teach at USC, right? So like, right. I don't know. I mean, I think anytime you can put yourself in a position like that, it's going to make a material and long-term effect change on your ability to make decisions going forward. And so for me, that was a huge goal. It also pulls you out of the immediate reliance on chasing the next deal, right? And I grew up in a career where we were building buildings, and the second it was done, you sell it and you can make money, a lot of money or a little money, you pay taxes on it. And you're like, okay, now what do I do? Right. You need to keep doing it. At some point in any type of economy across the world, and we're in one of the best ones in the entire world, right, in the United States, no matter where you're listening to this, you still have ebbs and flows. You still have interest rates that spike 400% in 6 months, and it's going to affect the way you're able to do business. Are you reliant on that next deal to live or not? If you can get out of being reliant on the next deal to pay for food and groceries, then yeah, you're in a way better position. And it is absolutely not this far-fetched dream that's unattainable. Right. You don't have to start a $1 billion hedge fund to make it happen. You can do it one at a time. We started again, like with nothing 12 years ago, and we were able to cobble it together. And I promise you, we're not smarter than everyone else.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest obstacle is people's own lack of confidence with regards to the value they provide or the intelligence they have. And quite frankly, you gain it by getting out there and doing it, guys. And a lot of your value comes from your connections. Your knowledge comes out of those connections too. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to actually help the investor partner with a home flipper and work yourself into that transaction and getting some ownership in there, or helping the investor and investing with them, or helping the hard money lender find clients to lend to. And if you are constantly being that connector and adding value through your relationships, that those connections are what actually gets you in the partnerships as well too. And that can create a growing portfolio of real estate assets that will pay you passive income over time. So that's what I like about it. You're not just earning money now, you're earning money down the road. And you're saving through your business as well too. And it's one of the only industries that we can do this kind of stuff in. So I really think you're crazy not to take advantage of it if you're not. And Dan, you're walking, talking testimony of the right way to do it. That's why I really appreciate you being on here with everybody today. So we thank you for that.
Or you just start your own podcast.
Yeah, just start podcast. Yeah, everybody's doing that. Everybody just start podcasting. That's right.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's right. Life will be just fine. That's right. All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. We loved having you.
That was awesome. Thanks, buddy.
You're right. Talk to you soon and fight on. Thanks for listening to the Brian Eisenhower podcast. You can learn more about ICC at eisenhowercoaching.com. That's ICENHOWER.com. You can also enroll in one of our many online courses at ICCOnlineLearningCenter.com. That's ICCOnlineLearningCenter.com, where you'll find the most expansive real estate training library in the industry. We also offer custom training portals for real estate teams and brokerages looking to give all of their agents access to our expansive course list of courses and training systems. Some companies even take it one step further by purchasing versions of our courses and systems that are white label branded to their specific real estate organizations. Also, be sure to subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching's YouTube channel to watch new video content that we put out each and every week. And again, be sure to join the fastest growing Facebook group for top performing real estate professionals by searching for the Real Estate Agent Roundtable Group. With all of that said, thank you again for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Brian Eisenhower Podcast.